Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How are you? Good morning. It didn't start out as a great morning because you spilled your entire giant thing of coffee.
I mean, I'm still scarred from this.
What you thought was a table was not.
No, I mean, that was a false.
Right as we got it. Right. Yeah. With it, I think there's a lawsuit coming. I've alerted our attorneys, the Housemarts law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, and they are going to be getting back to us soon. Mm-hmm. And we just left the coffee there because we had to get in the elevator.
I almost got a straw. I mean, I was not happy.
Good morning to Don. Good morning to Joe. How are you gentlemen this morning?
Good morning, Lou. Doing very well. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Morning, Lou. All my liquid is in one cup, so I'm okay right now.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, years ago, Lindsay and her husband David had given us, you talked about a straw, you had given us a bottle of wine, and David had given us, given me, because I'm a bourbon drinker, a bottle of Whistle Pig. Anyone, you know what that is? It's a really nice whiskey, right?
Heard the name before.
Right, right. And so it was in the back of the car. We were driving home. And you know when you're driving and you hear like something fall over in the back, right?
Mm-hmm. One of the
and
kids.
So, right, you know, we're like, whatever, 15 minutes away from coming home. And I said to my wife, I go, ooh, remind me not to open up the back of the car because the bag, you know, something fell over. And I just want to look over the seat before I do that. Okay. We back in. Don't forget the dogs. Ba 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 ba. And you know the button in the car to open up the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I open the thing and I hit the button as I'm stepping out of the car, and I realize what I've just done.
Ugh.
And I'm running to in slow motion, which is what Lindsay
that
said
was like this morning
with your coffee, which it totally brought me there. And I see the bottle, this beautiful bottle of wine, hit the ground.
Ugh.
And this bottle of bourbon, both of them together,
crashed. Oh,
and I almost started to cry.
Yeah.
Because, but then here's the other thing. The mixture of the two liquids smelled unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if I got down on my hands and knees...
it's a moment for a straw.
Like one of my dogs.
If there ever was one.
Would anybody see me?
Yeah, I mean, that story just made me, that takes the cake over my coffee.
And we didn't tell you forever.
I remember when you told me.
Don't tell them. And then I went and replaced both, you know, like found the label. And of course, it was a very expensive bottle of wine. And the Whiskey Pig is not inexpensive, but anyway.
Yeah, that's
all we do, expensive stuff.
We like to talk about wine and whiskey first thing in the morning here on Housemarts Radio. Good morning.
Yeah. I would have said to David, hey, something's wrong with these bottles. I don't know. They just shattered as I brought them home.
Yeah, there's some manufacturing defect.
Right.
We need a new one.
We need a new one. Yeah. So anyway, so good morning. Nice to be here with all of you this morning. What's going on this morning in your home? Can I help you at all? All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 877-213-4-LOU. By the way, our first caller this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. And we can start that out this morning and talk with Joan, who's in Suffern in New York. Hi, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a terrible problem in my yard. It's Japanese knotweed, and I need to find out how to get rid of it.
Oh, boy. That is a good one. And is it in between the rest of the lawn? Like, is that how it's grown?
It really is in the yard. It has taken over, and right now it's flowering, and I'm afraid that's going to even make it worse next year.
All right. Probably what you're going to need to do if it's taken over is be a little bit more aggressive than... There's a company called Bonide that makes a bunch of different weed killers that you can use, but I think what you need in this respect is Scotts has a version of Roundup that is for lawns. And so it was designed with the ability to kill the weeds but not kill the lawn. And I think that what I would do is buy a bottle of that. It comes in a small spray bottle. It comes in a large spray bottle, too. But I'd like you to just try one area before we go hog wild on the whole thing. And so it's called, but you have to be really specific when you go to the store, because people make the mistake, they just buy a bottle of Roundup, and Roundup is what they call a non-discriminative weed killer, kills everything, and we don't want that. So you're looking for Roundup for lawns. You're going to follow the instructions perfectly on the bottle, and let's try an area that's, you know, 3 feet by 3 feet. You're going to see if it works within the first probably 3 to 4 days. And I think you'll have success with it.
Okay, so it's Scott's Roundup for Lawns.
Roundup for Lawns. It has to say that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Right. You got it. Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's how it works. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Wham. Later on today, in today's show, we're going to talk a little bit, because I'm going to tease you with all of this, you young people. So get this. I read this on the internet, too. You know, the internet can be fun as well as depressing.
No way.
I know. 2021. So Lindsay just had a birthday.
Is this another one of your, like, songs of the year is going to
determine your year? No. Lindsay just had a birthday. Okay. You were born in 1980.
That's correct.
Okay. And so everyone will do the math.
Thank you.
And you just had a birthday in 2021. The time between 1980 and 2021.
Oh yeah,
is the same time as 1980 and 1939.
Oh, that's right.
Did you see that, Don?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so now this is an interesting thing, because I am, as well as our engineer Bob Ferguson, we were born on the front half of that timeline. And the three of you were at the back end of that timeline, okay? But then what we're going to discuss and think about, and you can do your homework, all the different things that happened, amazing things that happened in those 41 years on both sides of 1980. I mean, when you think about historically what has happened, okay? I'm just going to throw one out there from 1980 to 1941. Or 2021, excuse me. Beyonce.
Heck yeah.
Wham.
It's a winner.
Wham, bam. Got it.
Wham might be before.
877-213. Wait, are we talking positive things or like just historical?
Anything. Just to give that some thought. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Ellen calling in from the upper side of Westchester. Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Can you help me? I have my toilet. When I flush it, the water sound and the motion goes to it. I flush, there's the motion and the sound, but the stuff won't go down.
Okay.
I take a pot of water and throw it in there 2 or 3 times and keep flushing. And then eventually it'll go if I pour it in the right area, I guess.
All right, let me ask you this, Ellen. Do you have a handheld mirror?
Yes.
All right. And do you have a metal coat hanger at your house?
Yes.
All right. Underneath the rim of that toilet, you know when you go to flush the toilet and the water comes in and it swirls around?
Now we're talking about the basin part of it?
The basin part of it. I want you to take, with some gloves, or, you know, if you have some rubber gloves, I want you to take the hanger apart and bend a little piece of the hanger so you have like a 1-inch piece on the end that's like a 90-degree angle. And you're going to hold that mirror under the rim of the toilet, and each one of those holes, I bet you, are clogged with calcium. And you're almost going to be like a dentist, and you're going to clean each one of those holes to improve the flushing action around the toilet. And if you take your time and you do this properly, I bet you will solve this problem without having to call a plumber.
Thank you. I hope it worked. This is the second thing said you'd be saving me second time. So I'll try that, okay?
All right. You call me back and let me know. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
And you be safe. Thank you for all you do for all of us.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Tom, who's calling in this morning. Tom, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi there, Lou. I have a concrete patio attached to the house, but it's actually on the second story. There's a walkout basement underneath it.
Okay.
And the part where it attaches to the house, part of it's brick and part of it's stucco. And it seems to leak. The gentleman from Gilkey, actually, I had a bunch of windows replaced, and it seems to be leaking between the house and this concrete patio down, you know, into the walkout, not inside the house, but
along the wall.
Along the wall, and getting the windows all wet and things.
So when I'm on the, I'm just trying to picture this. If I'm coming out of the walkout basement and I look up, what do I see?
You, there's about a 10-foot ceiling, and it's, I believe it's wood. You know, there's a wood casing over the concrete.
But above that is concrete, and it is supported by concrete walls on either side, or are there pillars?
Pillars,
okay.
Pillars that are brick.
Okay. And then, so then when I'm on top of that concrete where it meets the home, you said that's a combination of brick and stucco.
Correct.
All right. And does this only occur, I guess my question is, do we think that the porch or that concrete patio area, that elevated portion, has shifted a little bit? In other words, if I took a pitcher of water in the middle of the of this, you know, patio and I poured the water, which way would the water go?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly large patio. I think most of it drains down, you know, away from the house.
Right.
But in a heavy rain.
Driving. So this is more of an issue in a driving rain.
Yes.
All right. So you probably need to have, this is actually, it's kind of a roofing issue more than a patio issue, that you would get a roofing contractor to come in and put what's called counter flashing against the building. And they would cut a line in that concrete and make a straight line to make a groove. And they would put in a piece of either galvanized or aluminum flashing that would go into the building that extends up above the porch and then into the concrete. And they would mechanically fasten it into the wall. And then they would use some, you know, like amazing commercial caulking that would go... that would go into both of those areas to seal it all up. And as long as the pitch is correct, I think you're good to go. Now, in where you're at, Tom, you're in Indiana, right?
Correct. Northwest, yeah. Indiana.
Try Rogers Roofing, and they would probably be somebody that could help you with this, and talk to them about this counter flashing to seal it all up and go from there. I appreciate the phone call. Well, how do I get my honey to do things on the honey-do list, right? That's always the challenge, right? I hear that all the time.
So funny.
Right. Like, well, Lou said, and then...
Right.
Right.
My husband loves to hear that.
Well, oh, yeah. It's a big...
Well,
yeah.
Lou says...
Yeah. And your husband and I are friends.
Sometimes I'll even lie and I'll be like, well, I read on the internet.
I'm just trying to be helpful. That's all. I mean, you know.
Well, and
knows- see, the thing is, it's funny because, you know, people will say this, and they'll ask my wife this too, that, oh, you know, the old joke about the cobbler and his shoes are a mess, right? He fixes everybody else's shoes. I will honestly say that does not happen at my house. I do have unbounding energy, and yes. And it is my OCD, which is a blessing and a curse. We're like, well, I can't let that not go unfixed or finished or whatever it is, right? I just can't do it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's not, I mean, it's not a bad thing.
No, you're right. You get it done.
But I do get, all of a sudden it's 10 o'clock at night. You know, you need to come to bed. I'm almost done.
But it's like that with everything. I mean, not only your home stuff, but just like, right. I mean, I've worked with you and all this stuff that we're trying to set up with the radio. Okay, and you're like, so, okay, anyway.
Try and keep up the image. Because then when my wife will find something, she goes, if I took a picture of this, she goes, I would ruin you. I go, thanks. It's Tuesday.
What do you mean?
Like, whatever. If there was something that was not right.
Oh, right? Got it.
And then she threatens me.
Smart.
How is it that I'm still married to that woman? 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Steve calling in from the Southwest side. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Lou. Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I got a question. Southwest side, we've got a couple minor things happen at the house with people trying to pry into our windows.
Mm.
No really invasion or anything, but you know, I could tell the windows were messed with. I've heard about a covering, I guess it would be an exterior screen type covering,
like a security
that can be connected. Yes, I've heard about those. I'm not sure, you know, how to get them. I've heard of a couple company names. Midwest Screen, Midwest Windows. I've heard of a couple other different ones.
Well, they do. There are several companies that make these. They're both security screens, and they're also storm screens as well. So, you know, like a roll-top door on a commercial building where you've got that big kind of, it almost looks like a rolled up blanket up at the top, and then there's tracks on both sides. They mount this to the exterior, and they have manual versions, and then they have automatic versions that can be wired. And it's very common in coastal communities where they get a lot of storms, and you know, they got that hurricane that's hopefully is going to dissipate, but it doesn't look good right now in New Orleans, coming towards New Orleans. And so these screens, I mean, when you close them, you're tight as a drum, right? I mean, there's no sunlight or anything coming through. It can even help a little bit from, energy savings, you know, because if you've got a side of the house that gets a lot of sun, you can close these things down. But they're definitely, an added sense of security if that's what you want to do. It does change the look dramatically of your house. So you have to think about that as well. And as far as who to call, they're all very similar in their construction. And I think that I don't have a specific name for you. I've never actually installed them on any projects. I've only seen them on projects, but they're effective. And again, if it's something you're worried about from a security standpoint, it might be the way to go.
Okay. Well,
did you have another question?
No.
All right. I thought you said when you called in you had two.
A whole lot about it.
All right. Well, let me know. You know what? If you end up doing it, I would love to hear from you again to hear, if you're happy with the process and happy with the end results when you put it on your home. Thanks so much for calling. 877-213-4-LOU. Let's talk to Lou, who's calling in. This is Lady Lou. This is a Lady Lou. Hi, Lou.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How may I help you?
Well, I have a question about my daughter's classroom. I went to help her decorate it this year. Last year,
she's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
Okay.
And she decorated her door, her wooden door, with a border, a paper border, and it kept falling down. So she ended up putting it up with hot glue, and now we can't get it off. Is there any way that you can think of?
You cannot get the hot glue off?
Cannot get the paper off. It's been up since last year.
Oh,
so
wow.
It is on there.
Okay. Yeah. So go back to the classroom with a hairdryer.
Oh.
and warm up the hot glue. The beauty thing of the hot glue is it can get hot and cold several times. And once you heat it up a little bit with the hairdryer, or you could do the same thing with an iron, but the hairdryer probably worked just fine. And what I would also take with you is a plastic putty knife. And all right. So once you get the paper off and then you see the glue and it's warm, just take the plastic putty knife and just scrape underneath there so you don't damage the wood at all, but you'll get all the glue residue off. And then here's the other thing. Loctite and Gorilla Glue both make these like gummy sticky materials for putting up posters and things like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's removable. And what you'll do is, like the Loctite one is, they're blue. They're like these strips. And you just take a piece off, and maybe it's the size of your fingernail, and you stick it to whatever, the wall, the door, whatever, and then you stick whatever to that. And then at the end of the year, when your daughter's done teaching, God bless her, by the way, she'll take that all down, and it won't leave a mark or damage anything.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for your help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is the phone number. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break.
Hi, good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a vacation house in Delavan, and I had a hardwood floor put in last spring, and just the other day I had it it buckled up about 4 inches in one spot.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if is it my fault for not keeping the air conditioning all the time, or should it have been installed differently?
Where it buckled, tell me the area of the home.
Well, it's in the bedroom. It's over a crawl space. It's a pretty dry crawl space. It's cement.
Right.
Everything. I checked the humidity down there the other day. It was 46%.
And is this it's a real hardwood floor, right? 3/4 inch thick?
Yes.
It's not an overlay. Yeah.
No, it's real. It's 3/4 inch thick. It's 4 inch boards. And I had it, the original house, it's on, there's a subfloor and then flooring strips and then the new floor on top of that. And he tried to talk me into just putting it right on the subfloor, but then it wouldn't match the other floors in the house. So I didn't want to do that. So I don't know if that.
Okay, so then, so the new was. So the new floor he put up on the furring strips as well. And do you remember when they did it? Did they put a vapor barrier down under that floor?
Yes,
they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't buckle based on your description to me. Now, it has been super humid. The only reason this floor would buckle like that is if it was too tight to the walls, okay?
Yeah, well, it's wall to wall. I mean, I actually had the guy out about 2 weeks ago to show him where it was kind of buckling up in a closet, but it was only like an inch high, and it didn't, he said he would come back and repair that and, leave a little space along the wall. But
right
now this is like
right.
In
so,
a different spot.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, so you're in an area where you've got a crawl, where you've got moisture underneath it, and then above, if it's someplace that you're not going to keep the air on all the time and you're not going to control that humidity, that can be problematic for a floor. However, I mean, the floor is going to expand and contract all day long. That's why we need a gap around the perimeter. If we think back to houses that were built 100 years ago, they all had hardwood floors, and none of them had air conditioning.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't, new. So it sounds like there's an installation issue, and we need to get the guy to come back. In the meantime, if you have air conditioning in the home, I would leave it on, and it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 72 degrees. It can be 78 degrees. We're just trying to control the humidity level in the home. And if you've got a box fan or two, put that over there to move some air around, and it'll probably go back down. But the installer needs to come back and do a better installation job, because what it sounds like to me is the floor came up and pulled the furring strips with it.
Yeah.
If the floor is like, if the floor is all up like one level, you know, it's all still together.
No, there's actually a space where the boards are like
separated,
pointed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an installation issue. But it's also, we need a bigger gap around the walls, and they probably need to take that, they're going to have to take a bunch of boards out. But when they're done, tell them you want at least a half an inch, if not three quarters of an inch back. And if you have to add a piece of extra trim or shoe to mask that in the end, that's okay, because we need that floor to be able to expand and contract.
Yeah. I went to Alaska with you a couple years ago.
You did. Don't you wish we were there again?
Yeah. Oh,
thank God! Great. Thank God we didn't do it this year, right? That way because we wouldn't have gone. I appreciate the phone call. I want to try and get one more call in here. This is Ruth calling in from New York City. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
How may I help you?
Well, I have two problems, both with floors. I have a brand new wooden floor, and I scratched it. I carry something very heavy, scraping something very heavy on it. So I have scratches. And then I have a tile floor, which is a stone tile, which has no luster, has no life. And I wanted to know what I could apply to bring
Ruth, you got to stay right in that phone. You keep turning around, and I keep missing you. So on the hardwood floor, what I would try on the scratches, if it's just in the finish, meaning that it's not deep down? Is it more of a surface scratch in the finish?
Yes, it seems to be.
Okay. I want you to buy a little pint of something called satin waterborne polyurethane. Satin. This is the key, the finish. Satin. It's going to be by Minwax, probably. I don't care who makes it, but it's got to be waterborne satin finish, and a foam brush, like a little foam brush that'll fit inside there. And just like if you've ever done your own nails, you're just going to paint this on that individual board or where the scratches are, and do the whole board, not just the scratch, and try and blend that in, and that will work. On the other floor that doesn't have any luster, I want you to look at a product line from a company called Lundmark, LUND MARK. They make a stripper, a cleaner, and a polish for flooring, for tile flooring, marble flooring, that is spectacular. Lundmark is the manufacturer, and I think you'll be really happy with the results. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Have you guys given any thought to the thing that I mentioned earlier about 1939 to 19. Boy, I mean, I gave you some assignments. I mean, it's just
I have some good ones.
Earlier, I mentioned the fact that you could the timing right now between 1939 and 1980 and 1980 and 1921 is the same amount of time, and all crazy things. And I've already put out there that Beyonce is one of them. So I'll switch gears now.
When will the assignment be due, Mr. Manfredini?
Well, maybe how about this? Can we talk about this after 8 o'clock this morning?
After
8 o'clock. How's that?
Deal.
Okay. We'll just come up with a few things. And like the other things I'm going to throw out there is that I got married.
Hey.
And I had four children. Oh, right? Like those.
Huge.
Right. So that's big.
Those are great.
Are great. Right. I mean, it's not Beyonce, but I mean.
Something.
Okay. Now, we, Don and Joe and Lindsay, you have been here long enough to know and appreciate the WGN listener. The WGN listener is a unique person. Part of the thing that I love about the WGN listener is they have ownership in this radio station, right? They feel when they don't like something or they like something, they are the first to let us know, right? Agreed?
Totally. Agreed.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I love that. I mean, it's something that I was taught by the late, great Roy Leonard. It's something that Orion Samuelson used to preach all the time. Well, I was recently here in the studio picking up some stuff, and there was some mail that had sat here for almost a year that I was never given, that, you know, somebody found, like, in a drawer, okay? And they're like, oh, by the way, we found this mail, and here you go. Now, it's nice that people still mail things, right? So some lady, which I'm going to read this very nice card, made a House Smarts card. I don't know if you can see on the camera, guys.
Like, made it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Made the card. So it's got the House Smarts logo. Like, she looked at the website and matched and made this beautiful brown, like, the colors even match, okay?
That looks good.
Right? Like, it's construction paper, really, really nice. And her name is Mary from Orland Park. And this is what the letter says. Now, preface what I said about our listeners. Thank you for 25 years of sharing your experience and expertise with us. Through 3 home renovations, I have learned so much from you. I wish I'd started a notebook all those years ago. Instead, I continue to tell myself, I'll remember that, but I usually don't. And the penalty is, I'm still listening. Right? That's good. Right?
Yep.
There was a time when I found your intermittent stories bothersome. Slowing down the show of so much to learn. I've come to appreciate them, especially about your family and your exchanges with the callers and Lindsay. Your love and appreciation for friends and family are clearly evident. There is so much to be said about your recommendations and sponsors. I don't believe you've ever promoted anything you wouldn't buy or use yourself. True. It speaks volumes to your character. As thousands of your listeners would say, you are a treasure. Thank you, and congratulations on 4 more years. Mary. Isn't that nice?
Wow, Mary.
Nice.
Tell us what you really think, Mary.
I used to find those stories bothersome.
You were a little annoying before, but...
Well, there's no 100% perfect, right? Like, you can't give somebody, like, a clean slate.
To me, I read that, and I so appreciated it, because it's all about always keeping your... Don't take yourself too seriously, right?
That's right.
And don't... And always stay humble.
Spot right on. That's right on. Right. So right. Sweet.
Right. So sweet.
And when was that dated?
I don't know. I just have the card now, but it's like a year ago.
1999.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, you know you can trust the rest of it when she's out front and honest right away.
100%. Right.
It's true.
Yeah, I love it. Cool. That's great. Thank you, Mary. 877-213-4-LOU. Is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines now. And, oh, I lost, let's see. Let's try Pam. I think we have Pam here. Hey, Pam, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, Pam.
Oh, hello. Is this Lou?
It is. How may I help you?
Yes. I have a question. I have a 60-year-old house with an unpaved crawl space, and that's been a problem for years. Water keeps getting in. I've had it encapsulated twice. I've had one major company coming out, not your advertiser, and they recommended a dehumidifier, which I know it needs. But I need someone who actually could come in, check the foundation, and, you know, they find the cracks, because there is a crack, I know, in one place, but I'm sure it's another.
Right.
And who could actually repair it. So what do the companies do that?
You mentioned that you did not have PermaSeal come out and do this work?
No, I did not.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to start there because they can come out and certainly the inspection is free. They can find out if there's a structural issue that they need to address. And they absolutely can come up with a solution for you. I mean, the encapsulation is great, but if the water's still coming in, then it's really not, you know, it's not to your benefit overall to have that encapsulated unless we can stop the water. So what I would do is I would start with them, and they will set up an appointment to come out and take a look at it and then be able to provide you with an estimate on what it will take to solve the problem once and for all. And one of the things that they offer that's unique is that the warranty that they put is transferable. And so someday when you go to sell that house, you're going to be able to, you know, say, hey, I had these guys come out, I fixed the water problem, which is something you have to disclose, but the warranty on the work that they did is transferable, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Because I'm seeing a few more cracks in the wall, and my guess is it's got to have something to do with the foundation. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, that would it would be certainly a absolute place to start. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
How about we send you out of HouseSmart's Radio Hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Whether you're renovating your kitchen or bathroom, Cobblestone Remodeling's team of award-winning designers can help you create your vision. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. Mary, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You got to have a great day. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. I saw this woman walking the other day. I was stopped at a stop sign. It was a husband and pushing a baby, and she was, I'm assuming, the mother, and they had a dog. A cute little family. Like, you know, you just stop and go, look at that cute family. Young family, you know, probably in their 30s. And she had the cutest haircut. And it...
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to roll down the window and say, I love your haircut. I swear to God, that's what I wanted to say. And I said that to my wife. And she goes, you would get arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
Why can't I just be nice?
A friend of mine went to a party a couple weeks... It was when
I'm
the Olympics...
I'm a big fan of the short haircut.
I know.
Like, short. I like.
Oh, really?
When I met my wife, she had really short hair. And I keep saying, did you ever think about doing that again? She said, no.
A friend went to a party during the Olympics, and like, this woman was a whole Olympic themed party, and every couple was given a country, and they had to come dressed.
Oh, like you're Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but it all fell to pieces because there were some people that were offended by, like, what they would wear. I mean, everybody was respectful, but it was I know. There so the whole thing went
to... A couple of Michael Phelps outfits, or...
Like, the USA, I'm like, Michael, yeah, let me, God, show up in a Speedo. People would run.
I think that my friend had Mexico. And I mean, she was, I just think she was going to wear like, it was kind of a bummer because, I mean, no one was trying to be offensive, and it was just all supposed to be in fun, but there were a few people that were.
See, we're all very sensitive,
yeah.
Right?
Right? I get it. I get it. But I mean, there's also just being nice, and that's a cute dress or whatever.
Love the haircut.
Right.
Right. Great haircut. It's a great haircut. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Yeah, true. I'd love that.
I mean, Joe just said, it's a good hair day. He said that. And he meant it.
And if it wasn't, then he just would have made you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I do wonder why it took so long for Lou to say something about my hair, but I'm just going to let that just go by. Okay.
Okay. My wife made scones. 877.
Which were fantastic, by the way.
Softest scone. Right.
Well, and what's so funny about it is that I said to her, hey, do we have buttermilk? And she goes, yeah. I go, I think I'm gonna make scones. I said this. I'm going to make scones for the HouseSmart's crew. And she said, is that your way to ask me to make scones? I go, no. I really will make. She goes, you're not making my scones. And she got right up and walked over to the oven. Beep, boop, bop, you know, 400 degrees. And there you go.
That's an experienced prompt.
I know. Right. She didn't even hesitate.
Are these with the good buttermilk?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine had extra blueberries. It was fantastic.
Right?
Really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Enjoy. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. We have Greg back. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on HouseSmart's Radio.
Good morning. How you doing, Lou?
I'm good. How may I help you?
Hey, I got an old pot machine, and it's faded. And how can I get that red color back? Is there something I should do first before just waxing it or something? Or
you have an old soda machine, and the red is on the, like, the outside of it?
Yeah, it's all faded. Yes. It's all faded, dull.
I mean, my guess is, you know, that just the UV broke down that color. If we want to try and see if you can bring the color back that's there... Let me think about this. Rust-Oleum makes a product that is it's designed to be used on metal and plastic finishes, and it brings the finish back. And it's called Rust-Oleum, maybe plastic restore or finish restore. It's a wipe, and it's pretty pungent, but you would use it, like, let's say you had plastic, colored plastic shutters that were faded.
Yep.
You'd put this over the top of that, and it would bring the color back, and it would be something that you could try. It works on metal, too, and you go with it, you know, just wipe it on, and you may be amazed at the results. If that doesn't work, your next thing is to repaint it. But you said it's a soda machine, so it probably has, like, lettering and things like that, right, that you have to do?
Yes. Yeah, and it's pretty old, too, you know.
Right.
Okay. Rust-Oleum. It's made by Rust-Oleum.
It's made by Rust-Oleum, and you should find that probably at the hardware store or the home center or something like that.
All right.
All right,
bud. Thank you so much, Lou.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134 Lou. This is Brenda in Elmhurst. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Lou. First time caller.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. How may I help you?
Well, okay. Here's the situation. My husband decided to kill some weeds in the front yard, and I don't know what he used. I can't answer that. But he also killed the grass around that spot. So he dug up some of the dirt and put a combination of dirt and grass seed down, and it started to grow, and then it died. So how deep does he have to go before that poison is gone?
Wait a minute. How long ago did he do this?
Earlier, May.
Oh. I mean, it usually within a couple of weeks, that is done. You know, you shouldn't have that problem. So I would, you know, we probably need at least 3 inches of dirt in order to take that up, right? And then
I don't know that he did three, but
yeah, I mean, just because then it's fresh soil. So what I would do is dig it up, and
how deep?
Go down like at least 2 inches. How about 2 inches? And put some new black dirt in there, and then reseed it and water it. That way, we've got a nice base. It'll germinate. The roots will get longer. If you keep watering that over 2 weeks, then you know you should be fine, and it should start to germinate. And by the time, what are we? Probably the end of September, you're going to see grass there, no problem.
Okay, awesome. Lou, thank you so much, and you take care.
I will. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you so much. All right, it is 7:30 in the morning, and it's time now for WGN Radio News. I am so singularly focused on trying to reduce waste in my life that I'm really conscious now of, I probably fought it a little bit, like reusable shopping bags and stuff. And certainly in the city of Chicago, they've made it easier to not get bags because you get charged for the bag, you know, if you go somewhere. And I don't want to give them any more revenue. And so I take a bag everywhere I go. But bags are not always the best. And you know, when you go to Costco, you know how they have all the boxes and you can grab the boxes and load up your stuff at Costco? I get what they're doing there, but then you end up with these boxes that are kind of these odd boxes. You know what I mean? I think I would rather that they just recycle them.
Well, that's what we would do with them. So it's kind of like either we can recycle them or you can use these to get your stuff home and then you recycle them.
Right. But our Noodaloo 2 is really like the ultimate answer to this.
So cool.
It's so cool. And I think that you should have 3 of these in the trunk of your car, right? Maybe 4, depending on the size
of
your...
And at this price, maybe 100.
Well, now that we've set it up...
This week's New to Lou 2 is your instant storage solution designed for your everyday needs. The Instacrate by a company called GreenMade is a collapsible storage container made from 100% recyclable plastic. They are awesome for the home, the office, the studio, and have about 1 million different uses. When opened, the 12-gallon crate expands to 21 inches long and about 12 inches high. And when flat, it shrinks down to less than 3 inches tall. And they're super easy to flip down. You just push in the walls and down they go. Personally, I would keep these things in my car. I've always got stuff rolling around back there, like the watermelon last week. That was fun. But they'd also be great for hauling gear from one place to the next. Hey, college students. Or organizing letter-sized hanging files in your office. It's even got built-in file folder rails. Instacrates are 100% made in the USA and are available on Amazon and other home stores. But if you're lucky enough, they are currently on sale at your local Costco for just $5.99. A steal! So load up on them. They're also easy to stack, too, so it's a win-win. For more information, visit HouseSmartsRadio.com.
That's this week's
These collapsible crates remind me of the... So at the hardware store, when we get products that we order from Ace when it comes on a truck, they have these green totes. I think I mentioned when I moved Mallory down to New Orleans, we took all these totes. They're these green totes. They fold up and you can stack them. They don't collapse, but you can stack them. And they are every Manfredini that moved to college or moved away uses these green totes. And this is a collapsible version of them. And so much, like you could put them in your cart.
It's kind of like the size of, you know, the handheld ones when you go into the grocery store, like you can either get a cart or you could get the basket. It's kind of that size, which is great. And you just, you know, like I mentioned in my thing, we had a watermelon the other day in the car.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like,
right?
I mean, it was like a ping pong table in my trunk.
Right.
And it was all, blah. Anyway. But if I had had one of these, or just like for college kids, or for, there's so many times when I need a box, and if...
How much are they?
$5.99.
Yeah, it's the way to go.
At Costco. I mean, they're a little bit more if you go online, and I think there's another version called, from a company called Clevermade.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's at Costco is Greenmade, but they're similar, and I mean, for that price and what they do, it's...
Imagine awesome. All the bags and everything that you can just avoid using all the time, right? You don't know how many times I go to a store and people will still say, depending on the suburb, want a bag? And I'm like, no. And I'll walk out with two or three things in my hand. It's okay. We don't constantly need these plastic bags. Go to HouseSmartsRadio.com to learn more about the product and where you can find it and all that good stuff. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is Barbara calling in from Brookfield. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning. I have concrete that needs sealing, and I've heard you talk about the sealer, but I don't know the name of it or where to get it.
Are you going to do this yourself or have someone do it? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be brave and do it myself.
Atta girl. I like that. I like that can-do attitude, Barbara. I love it. Okay, the product that I love is called Bone Dry.
Bone Dry, B-O-N-E-D-R-Y.
Yep. And if you go to BoneDryProducts.com, you can either order it and they'll ship it to you, or there may be, I think there's a dealer locator on there as well, and maybe you'll find a dealer in your area. You're in Brookfield. You will not find this at Home Depot or Lowe's, or some hardware stores may have it.
That's
but,
the nicest thing you've said.
Well, I think that some may have it, but it's not, the distribution is not, it's more of a commercial product. If you follow the instructions on the bottle of all this, you may need to buy like a pump sprayer to apply it and just make sure that...
It has to be sprayed on?
I actually think it can be rolled on too, but I think that you'll get more mileage out of if you spray it on, but... You know what? The thing with the Bone Dry people, they're super helpful. And so if you contact them and call them, you know, they will absolutely help you if you need advice.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Have a very good weekend.
You too. I appreciate it. It's a beautiful weekend, right? It should be a nice weekend. Really gorgeous outside.
Hot,
hot, hot. Yeah, it is. It's funny because the temperature is not super hot, but it's so humid and uncomfortable. Right? It's crazy. All right, 877-213.
Wait, it's not uncomfortable?
No, it is uncomfortable.
Oh.
It is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. We will take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Lou. I've been listening to you for 10 years and I'm having trouble locating the steam vacuum cleaner. I have 24 steps. And I like what I've seen on TV, one of those cleaners, they have a nozzle with the steam coming out in the canister. But when I went to Walmart, they have nothing except one steam cleaner that has scrubbers. And I'm not looking for that. And he says, well, you should look for an industrial type steam cleaner. I said, I don't know where I would find that.
Well, let me ask you this. So you said you have a bunch of stairs that you need to clean?
Yes. Stairs, and I wanted to.
And what? Wait, one second. Are they, Steve? Are they? What's the material? Are they carpeted? Are they wood? What are they?
No, they're carpeted.
Okay. Are you dead set on steam, or can I give you something that I think will work perfectly for this that you would do with really hot water?
No. I like steam. I like the. What I seen on TV, this guy had a nozzle with the canister, and the end was all steam, and that's what I want. I had this door away, and he's got one of them trucks. When he came to clean a couple of years ago, all that water came out. Although he had to run long hoses, but all the dirt that came out of that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, the only reason I tell you this is that, are you familiar with the brand Rug Doctor?
No.
All right, so Rug Doctor makes, they make all these really nice carpet cleaners, and they started where that you would rent the Rug Doctor at like the hardware store or the home center, and they make these amazing cleaners. They since have now develop multiple machines that do things that clean things, and they have a small carpet cleaner with a hose called, I believe it's called the Rug Doctor Bot, B-O-T. And it's handheld, and you fill it with really hot water, but it has a hose, and you can hold it almost like a giant purse, but it has a container that you plug in. And for your stairs, you know, you would take it up with you and scrub and clean with this handle. And I believe the bottom of it has scrubbers, too, if you wanted to. But they have several different kinds under the Rug Doctor brand. And I think that you would be pretty happy with the results on using this.
But it's not steam.
It is not.
It's hot water.
It's not steam. But and I don't know off the top of my head, you know, who makes a smaller steam unit like that. I mean, Hoover may make that. I think Hoover does have a steam unit, but that's not a product that I use a lot, and so it's not something I have a ton of experience with. So
would Granger or that ABT, would they have anything like that? Granger, I mean, I'm not a member of that Granger, but I know they have so many good products.
You mentioned ABT and Apt Appliance. They have a huge selection of that kind of stuff, and it probably would be worth either looking on their website or going to their store to find out if they have something. But I don't know. You know, I do know that the Rug Doctor stuff is really good and does a really, really nice job. So you may want to try that. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Diane, who is in Algonquin. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Lou. So glad to hear from you. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's going on?
Well, I'm talking about soot on, not brick, but, you know, the stone face. This actually is at our church, where there's stone behind the altar, and candles over the years have left the mark of soot. And, of course, it's a rough surface. There's crevices and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how we can go about cleaning that.
I want you to get a cleaner called... So, Concrobium makes a cleaner called Duo Blast.
Okay.
And it comes in a bottle that's it has two chambers. The bottle itself has these two chambers. And when you squeeze and squirt the bottle, it mixes these two things together, and it by itself will take the stain away without any scrubbing. But you're going to do a little scrubbing. So here's what I want you to do. Test an area first. So take some painter's tape and make a little square 1 foot by 1 foot. Do you have a spot that's low or to the side that isn't? I mean, it's not, it will in no way ruin the stone, but I just want to make sure that it's going to work, okay? Spray it on there, get it nice and wet, and let it sit there for 20 minutes. And then spray it again, and then go at it with a stiff nylon brush in a circular motion, and then have a container of water with a rag, and then wipe it away when you're all done. I think that will do a perfect job for what you're trying to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's going to save us a lot of time and experimentation. I do appreciate it very much.
You got it. Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning as well. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Roman in Glenview. Hey, Roman. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question. I have a concrete sidewalk and patio that abuts next to my house. And with our weather conditions and time, I get anywhere from like a 16th, 8th inch, maybe even 3/16 of an inch gap there. And always got bugs or leaves that go in there. And I'm trying to find a caulk that I could put that maybe is mousse or has silicone in it, because I've tried residential and commercial caulks and nothing seems to work. After a couple of years, they all just kind of start cracking and stuff. I was wondering if you've heard of anything that I put in there.
How big does it get?
Anywhere from an eighth to maybe 3/16.
Oh, it varies, okay. So you don't get more than a 3/4 inch gap.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The biggest I was 1/4 inch at the most.
You're in Glenview. There's a chance that the Ace in Glenview sells this caulking called NPC Solar Seal. Nancy Paul Charlie Solar Seal. And it comes in different colors. If they don't sell it, we happen to sell it at our. We own a hardware store on the northwest side in Edgebrook, and we sell it there. It is a Terra polymer, really flexible caulking, and it comes in different colors, so you can get it in a gray. And clean out the area, make sure it's as clean as possible, and you put a nice, healthy bead of caulk right over the top of it. And you can either try tooling it with a putty knife, or if you're really good at caulking, it flows really well, especially if it's warm, you know, like it is today. When it's warm, it flows really well. But then when it cures, it will move back and forth, and it shouldn't crack on you at all.
Excellent. Thank you for your help. Appreciate it.
You got it, Roman. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 7:57 in the morning. We need to take a quick break. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. A lot of governors making mandates left and right in the past year and a half, but that's one I think I wouldn't mess with. So crazy.
Agreed. Just,
right? That's just, I mean, I go, you're not from New Orleans. I get if you've never been through this. I don't think that sticking around during a hurricane makes a lot of sense.
Maybe just,
I guess you're 22 and you're invincible, but, you know, and she finally agreed.
So, good.
Right. Anyway, did we work on our homework, boys and girl?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been home.
I did. Teacher's pet.
All right, let Lindsay go first.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Quit. The two of you will feverishly Google. Okay, so the thing that I noticed on recently, and I brought this up to John Williams, and he was going to talk about it during the week, but there's been a lot of crazy news this week. I don't think he ever got a chance. And so this thing I saw was the fact that from 1980 to 2021 is the same period of time from 1980 to 1939. I mean, which you could obviously do every year, you know, whatever, 41 years, but 1980 is kind of this, you know, defining line in a lot of lives. And I mentioned earlier this morning the fact that myself and Bob Ferguson, our wonderful engineer, you know, we were born prior to that era, and the three of you were all born after that, right?
It's true.
And you think about all the things. So I'm going to start with the early stuff, right? 1939, sure. Obviously World War II, right? the attack on Pearl Harbor in that time, right? The entry of the United States into World War II, the success of the United States, you know, winning that war on all these different fronts. I mean, it's just amazing, right? But then you've got the Korean War, and then you have, you know, ultimately Vietnam. On the positive note, you have the space race, right? We landed on the moon,
right,
during that time frame, right? Which is amazing. And all this, the civil rights movement occurred in those first 41 years. You know, voting rights, all these changes, that women's rights, and, you know, the Americans with Disability, oh, and that might have been post-1980, the American with Disabilities Act, because that was George W. Bush that signed that. But anyway, all this amazing stuff happened from 1939 all the way to 1980.
Is Wizard of Oz in there? Is that 39, 37?
That might have been before that. But yeah, movies, right? Color television.
Right.
Right. There wasn't even television back then. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, to that extent. And so all this amazing stuff. And then you think about 1980 and on. Right. All this amazing stuff happened as well. And I threw out Beyonce.
It's true. The okay. Queen Bee is on there.
Lindsay?
So okay. I'm looking at it like these are the moments that I remember being glued. I didn't get as like intricate as you did. I'm thinking the moments that that I remember being glued to the TV and not being able to step away. Like that, moments.
My Little Pony.
No, that's like last year.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. I remember when Princess Diana died.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Right.
When Michael Jackson died, I remember that, being, oh my God.
Yeah.
Such an icon. 9/11, of course. When Obama was elected.
Right.
COVID.
Ugh.
And the Britney meltdown.
Oh.
A staple in American history.
Totally.
Okay.
Humanity.
Love how that was last.
Wait, I talked about landing on the moon. I talked about these terrible wars. The and yours is the Britney meltdown.
That was a war in itself.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're right. Thank
man,
you.
Britney against the media, Britney against self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe, feverishly Googling?
Honestly, everything on Lindsay's lips.
Oh, but over the shoulder test.
But no, that's the thing, though. She started with Princess Diana. I'm like, oh, I remember that.
The Cubs winning the World Series.
Okay. Oh, 2016.
Yes, that is one.
Well, okay, I'm gonna
I missed here some, but you're
Joe,
right.
This is off the top of your head. Go ahead.
I'm going to date myself, but the only Chicago sports team I haven't seen win a championship is the Chicago Bears now.
The Bears. Oh, yeah. 85.
Well, you haven't seen it. Oh, see, he's trying to because he's so mm-hmm. young. Yeah. Right. Right. Well, the Bears won that. The Bulls won 6 championships right. in the second
Bulls.
Half of that.
Jordan
right?
playing with the Bulls was big.
Right.
I will say, yeah, because I was very young when the Bulls were on their winning streak, but I remember hearing all the cars honking their horns outside, and I asked my dad, I'm like, what's going on? You know, I'm a 5-6-year-old kid, and he's like, oh, the Bulls just won the championship. And then I hadn't experienced that again until the White Sox won in 2005. And then once, you know, the Blackhawks came around, all of a sudden Chicago sports fans are just spoiled.
Right.
3 for the Hawks and 1 for the Cubs. But yeah, the Bears are the only one I haven't seen.
It's pretty good.
Well, this is the year, Joe.
This is it.
Here we go.
The Cubs was a big one. That was a big
mess. Yeah, yeah. Totally. And I'm glad I was in the city for that. And
yeah.
The Blackhawks, 3 Stanley Cups in the early 2000s, right? And when you really think about it, it's a fun thing to do. We did it with our family text, and we threw a bunch of stuff out there. And, you know, the Mallory, who's down in New Orleans, you know, she's like, climate change, and, you know, like all this, you know, activism stuff, which is great. And I was like, I was thinking, like, you were born, you know, right? Right?
Well, we got married.
We got married. Right. None of you said that.
Brittany shaved her head.
I gave you that's all, right. Like, I set it up. It would have, Joe could have easily said, oh, I got married. You could have said, I got married. I had 2 beautiful daughters.
And that happened, but.
Right. Joe got a cat that you can't remember the name.
That's right. That goes right next to the Brittany meltdown in terms of significance in my head.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Let's take a quick call before we need to find out what's going on at Builder Supply Outlet. This is Lois in Rockford. Hi, Lois.
Hi there.
How may I help you?
I have a hairline crack on our front stoop. And come winter, the ice will get in there and make it worse. I'm wondering what to do for it.
Are you going to do this yourself?
Sure.
Okay. And how old is that stoop?
20 years, probably.
And how straight is that line?
It's not straight.
Who's that guy in the background bossing you around?
Yes.
Is that a curve?
Yeah. It's not a curve, but it goes, and it doesn't go all the way across, but it's beginning, and it comes from the door out.
Okay. The thing is, whatever you put in there and what I'm going to give you to put in there, the color, the color's not going to match. Okay?
Right.
So maybe what we do, since it's a hairline crack, let's fill it with a clear caulking, not anything that has a color. So you may still see the crack, but it'll be sealed. Whomever's going to do this work, I want you to take some painter's tape and carefully, on both sides of the crack, tape a line to the porch as close to the crack as you can, like an eighth of an inch away. Okay? And you're probably going to need a couple pieces here and there to make the curve or the shape, whatever it might be. And I want you to buy a small squeeze tube of a product called Lexel, L-E-X-E-L. It is a clear caulking that you're going to squeeze in there, and you're going to put it on both sides of that, you know, you're going to fill the joint between the tape, and then you're going to take a putty knife and draw it across to force it into the crack and get, you don't need a ton of it, but I just need to get it in the crack. And any excess you're going to remove away, peel the tape away, stay off of it for overnight, and that will keep the water from there, and you won't have a discoloration. Because if you use any other caulking, like, oh, this is a concrete color or it's a gray, it will not match, and that will drive you crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure that caulking will go down into that, will it?
Well, I only need it to go into that hairline. That's why you're going to force it in there with the with the putty knife. And then that's all. I only need a 16th of an inch to go in.
Right.
Right? But then with the clear, when it dries, you won't see it.
Yes. So it's clear caulking, L-E-X-E-L.
Get it at the hardware store.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have a lovely day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. Right now, I do have a recommendation for the people at Ravinia. We sat in the pavilion, which is fabulous, and we had a great time, and it was a great crowd. They are the perfect candidate for big-ass fans. There's a company called Big Ass Fans, and if you go to warehouses, they are exactly as described. It's, you know, it's like Wet and Forget. You know, it's the same name. You know exactly what this is, and when I tell you the name of the company, that's what it's called, Big Ass Fans. Makes, like in barns, they use them for, you know, cattle and whatnot. Giant. They're like airplane wings. It was very hot. And if you're paying those pavilion seats, get like 4 of the big ass fans and get it sponsored. Just throwing that out there.
Wouldn't it, I don't know, would it just be blowing around hot, humid air, though?
Well, it would be blowing something because it was just hot, stagnant air. Wouldn't it be better to have blowing hot air than stagnant sitting in the heat?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
Credit
to still having good hair on a hot, humid day like that then.
Right. Well, my hair, you mean the singer?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, right. She was great.
I'm sure your hair was great too.
They were terrific. 877-213-4LOU is the phone number. Lindsay, is line one Barb or Joni? Oh, really? All right. That's funny because it says, is this Barb in Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I'm getting my dining room chairs reupholstered, and when I removed the seats, the frame that it sits in has some diagonal wood supports, and one of them's completely loose. Mm. So before I get the seats back, what glue should I use to glue wood back to wood? Because I don't plan to do this again.
All right. Are you able to separate it so that you can get the glue inside of it?
Yeah, it completely comes out. Just one of them. I've got six chairs, and only one of the diagonal support pieces where the screw goes in, only one of them comes out.
Okay. And also where the support is, do you notice on the other ones, is there any kind of set screw at all, or is it just all glued?
It looks like it's all glued. Okay. The only screw goes through to attach to the seat when I get it back.
Understood. I want you to go to the hardware store, home center, and get a small little bottle of Tight Bond wood glue. TiteBond. Tight Bond wood glue. And if you can separate the two pieces, the part that is, the part that's going to get inserted, if you can take a piece of sandpaper and just lightly sand that area, just because if there's any residue from the old glue, we don't want that. And we want to we want to open up the fibers of the wood a little bit, and then you're going to put a generous amount of glue so you cover that. The male end of it, and then insert it, but I need some sort of pressure to hold it together. So if you have a ratchet strap or a bike tire, or there are these cabinet screws that are designed, they have these small little heads. I don't want you to buy it. You need one screw, so it's not like you're going to go to the hardware store and buy a package of it. But if you have a way to draw it together and let that stay together for 24 hours to let the glue set, that is going to give you the best results.
Okay, great. And the hardware stores have this?
Tight Bond wood glue. They absolutely do.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 8:30 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
COVID-19 is not going anywhere soon, and we still have to be diligent when it comes to cleaning our homes. I don't know about you, but I've been, when I'm home watching the news or watching TV or something like that, have you noticed there's all these different products now coming out that say, oh, you got to disinfect this. There's new wipes. Some of the biggest brand names that have never been playing in this arena are now fighting for your attention when it comes to what products you can use. Now, I'm sure they're fine products, but I'm always one that likes to do business with smaller companies, family-owned companies that really, you know, care about what they're creating and want to keep you healthy and safe. You have heard on this show over the years, me talk to a guy by the name of Lenny Sciarrino. He is one of the co-founders and the CEO of a company called Granite Gold. They make these fabulous cleaners for your countertops, whether it's stone or quartz, you name it. They got all these products, but they also have these amazing new cleaners in response to what we need to do to keep our families safe. Joining me on the phone line is Lenny Sciarrino. Lenny, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you've got this long history of, keeping people's homes clean when it comes to natural stone and quartz and all these other materials. And we've talked in the past about how you wanted to come up with a cleaner that did a little bit more. And I suppose, when you entered that marketplace, little did you think that all the big boys would be coming after you at the same time.
Right. Well, when the pandemic first hit, we didn't have any interest in, getting into the field. And we started getting phone calls from all of our buyers because the shelves were depleted.
Right.
So we actually had a product we were working on, which was a 2-in-1 disinfectant and antimicrobial for longer lasting protection, and that's what we originally launched was that product, and it obviously took off, and we were still looking for that everyday solution of a cleaner and disinfectant in one. So that's where our all-purpose cleaner was born from.
But before we talk about the all-purpose cleaner, though, that disinfectant and the antimicrobial, I think that term, people get confused by what that all means. Can you describe that original product, what it's called. I know that people can find that product on store shelves and at your website, getmicrogold.com. But can you describe exactly how that product, the first product that you created, works?
Okay, it's a long name. It's a multi-action disinfectant antimicrobial. And what it does is when you, most disinfectants, you spray it on there, and you have to let it sit for, you know, some are 3 minutes, some are 2 minutes, and you let it sit to disinfect.
Right.
And once you touch it again, it's just reinfected. So if you spray a door handle and you wipe it off, you disinfect it, great. And then next person walks up, grab that door handle, it's reinfected. So
and we're not saying just COVID. It could be any kind of germs. The minute you touch it.
All bacteria. All germs, bacteria. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with our product, when you spray it on there, you get that disinfectant for that immediate kill, but then you get the antimicrobials that bond to the surface, and they actually create long-lasting, because antimicrobials like ours, which is called the Cyquat antimicrobial, bonds to the surface, and it suppresses growth and basically kills all the bacteria that can get on there. So, and this product actually has a kills COVID claim as well.
And that antimicrobial part that you speak of actually lasts for a little while, right? It isn't immediate. In other words, that same example of the person with the germs on their hand, whatever it is, they touch the knob, it goes to kill that and can last for a little bit.
Right. So what it does is it puts that barrier there, and they're actually like microscopic little swords, and they're positively charged. And the negatively charged, you know, bacteria and viruses are attracted to it, and those little swords puncture the cell wall and destroy the bacteria and the viruses. So that's how it works, and that's how it gets long-lasting protection. So even after you walk away and someone else touches it, it attracts those bacteria. It's, you know, punctures it and destroys it. So it's kind of what we call more of a mechanical kill versus a chemical kill.
Hey, when you were a kid, you know, helping your dad carry heavy countertops and load them into the truck, did you ever think that someday you'd become a scientist?
Absolutely not. I will tell you, though, bottles of cleaner are a lot lighter than slabs of granite, that's for sure. My back thanks me.
Right, especially as we get older, right? So that's the disinfectant antimicrobial product. But then you mentioned that one of the things that everybody was looking for is something. I need something that works faster. I need something that is legitimately has a kill COVID claim. Now, I realize that some of your competition out there, and we're talking big names, have those same claims. Like it kills COVID in X amount of time. But yours is the fastest.
So far, from what I've seen and a little bit of research, but to give you an idea, this new product, the all-purpose cleaner, which is a two-in-one, so it does have a cleaner in it and it disinfects. And this product has a 30-second kills COVID claim. Now, to give you some perspective, Lysol has a 2-minute kills COVID claim, mm-hmm. and Microban 24 has a 60-second kills COVID claim. So,
which means you need to spray it on, like with the Lysol. No knock to Lysol, but you need to spray it, and you need to leave it there for 2 minutes for it to do its job before you wipe it up.
Correct.
Right.
And a lot of bacteria, like staph and those other ones, you're supposed to let those sit for 10 minutes.
Right.
And a lot of people don't. They spray, they wipe, and they think it's doing this job.
Right.
So it is important to read the label on these products as well to know the dwell time for the specific thing you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. So now your cleaner, and you know, you made your bread and butter in taking care of countertops and quartz surfaces, but this multi-surface cleaner is not just to be used in the kitchen. It can be used anywhere.
Yeah, so the multi-action disinfectant antimicrobial is safe to use on your stone countertops. Now, the all-purpose cleaner, I know people get a little confused. They're granite gold, so they think these microgold products are for just countertops.
Right.
But the all-purpose cleaner is designed differently. It is a true cleaner and disinfectant. So that product, we don't want you to use on your countertop. We actually want you to use it on everything else. The same thing you would use Lysol on, you would use this for. Your remote controls, your door handles, you can use it on, you know, any hard non-porous surface as well. So just the basic, everything you want to clean. You know, if you want to spray your chairs, your desk, the refrigerator, whatever you need.
Well, and I was thinking, we started using it, you know, I got kids growing up, and we've changed some rooms to, my wife does, like, exercising and has, like, one of those mats, right, that you work out on. And she'll spray that mat when she's done with the product. And what I really like about the product is it doesn't have that harsh smell at all when you use it, which is great.
Correct. Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, we try to take feedback too, and to be honest with you, we use it ourselves, you know, and that's you know, the final test is, you know, we use it at home with our families, and that's always, you know, the big side for us is just go use it, see how it smells, see how it works, make sure it's safe. It's a great product, and having both options, because even from a price point where, you know, the antimicrobial will retail for anywhere from $9.99 to $12.99. And, you know, you can find it at CVS or Lowe's or Ace. And this product retails for $4.99. Right. So it's more of that everyday product that you can use to actually clean and disinfect in one shot, because the other products are just disinfectants.
Right.
So there's a difference between actually getting some cleaning power behind it.
So I know, I mean, obviously, this is your business, but it seems to me like it would make sense that you would buy both of these products, because they can sort of be used together or in different places in the home.
Correct. The stuff that you want to, you know, the really high-touch areas, you know, that you want to treat more often, you can with this product. The antimicrobial is definitely, you know, you can treat places and then, you know, you can come back a week later and retreat those areas, but in between cleanings is where the all-purpose cleaner really works well.
Thinking like sending kids back to school now and spraying the lunch boxes when they come back and that kind of stuff, and wiping it down would be really a terrific use for something like this.
Oh yes, we've donated a lot of product to different schools, getting kids back to school. You know, definitely my own kids' school as well.
Right.
So we get them all set up, and then we even give them our waterless hand soap to use. So that works as well.
I got to tell you, I've been using that waterless hand soap, and I like how the fact that it has, it really doesn't dry you out like the other stuff does.
Correct. And it foams up. So it literally, it's called the waterless hand soap. That's what it is. You're basically washing your hands, killing germs, bacteria in 15 seconds. And this is alcohol free.
Yeah.
So it doesn't dry out your hands. It does what it needs to do. And if you're in a classroom and you're, you know, using it on your hands all day throughout the day for the teachers and the students, it's a great fit. Plus, all those hand sanitizer recalls and those harsh, smelly ones, and, you know, you don't know what you're getting. And so this product is a safe, good product to use.
Well, that's why I like, you know, what I said in the beginning, where the fact that here I'm talking to the person that runs the company, right? I mean, it's, you know, good luck trying to talk to somebody that runs the big giant corporations. It's not like they're, you know, trying to take advantage of everybody and not be safe, but I really love to promote small businesses as well. Now, I know the multi-purpose is rolling out. It's not available in tons of stores just yet, but how do people find the products by Granite Gold, by Micro Gold? I know you have a website. I know there's like a little Lou deal going on, but give us some direction to the listeners so they know where to find it.
Sure. And if you go on getmicrogold.com, there's a store locator there, and there is an online store. So to make it easy, we're doing we're just using Lou, capital L-O-U, to get free shipping. So that can be an easy way to do it. There's also a store locator to find it in a store near you. The multi-action does have more distribution, because that was the first product launched. And we do have, you know, select grocery and hardware stores that are carrying the all-purpose cleaner, but the best way is to go to the site first. And then one thing that makes us different, and, you know, we're a small company compared to the big guys, but we're definitely a growing company. But we also pride ourselves on that you can actually call us. You can actually do a live chat with us. You can actually talk to a person. So that's one of the things that put Granite Gold on the map, besides making great products, is we're the stone care experts, and we are there to answer questions. So we're always here, and we're always here to help. So if you need to find the product, you can reach out to us. You actually get a person.
That's awesome. Lenny Sciarrino.
Think about that, right?
Lenny Sciarrino is the CEO and co-founder of Granite Gold. We had a nice conversation just now about their multi-action cleaners and their new multi-purpose cleaner. You can go to getmicrogold.com/Lou to get free shipping and also to find out where you can find the products. Lenny, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Lou. Always a pleasure.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio.
Hello.
How may I help you, sir?
Hey. All right. I'm going to power wash my concrete driveway and my retaining wall. The tops and the fronts of the blocks, and I was looking for a product to put on it to make it easier for power washing, and I was looking for the product to be safe for waterways.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have to use the product. I can just go ahead and power wash it, but I thought it would be better just to spray something on it and then power wash
it. Are you doing this today?
No, I'll be doing it in the next few days.
Okay, how about we do this then? Go buy a bottle of Dawn dishwashing soap and put it in a bucket and with warm water, and then put it into a pump sprayer. I guess you could do it in a pump sprayer too, whatever. Hot water, Dawn dishwashing soap, shake it up, and spray that. That is, it'll dissolve the dirt, it'll dissolve any grease or oil, and it is completely safe for waterways. And if you put that on there, and, you know, at least my point is it needs to sit there for a half hour or so, and then you go at it with the pressure washer, it'll certainly speed the process up and clean it. And you'd be amazed at what you can do with that dish soap.
All right. What's the ratio?
I mean, the thing is, if you put too much, it'll be sudsy. So let's say you got a 5-gallon bucket and you fill it with hot water. Maybe put a half a cup of Dawn dishwashing soap in 5 gallons.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sounds great.
All right, good luck with the project. I appreciate you calling. And I also appreciate you being concerned with the waterways. That's an important thing, especially if you're, you know, near any kind of body of water. You want to make sure that you're choosing the right products that don't affect that area as well. It's really, really important. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Who doesn't love a good bike ride? Right along the lake?
Do you burn extra calories when it's this hot out? When you ride a bike?
I hope so.
I've always wondered that, though.
Well, I don't know.
You sweat more.
Sweat more. You probably, you lose more body water.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not puffy.
Right. Like hot yoga, like hot biking.
Exactly.
Whenever it's this hot out.
I was thinking hot yoga would be smelly.
Oh, it's real smelly.
Dude, you just open the doors to one of those things and it's like, no, thank you.
And then when someone opens their arms wide and then the sweat goes flying across right just, onto you, yep. Oh, that's real.
Not refreshing.
Fun.
Wow. No, thank you. Joe, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm not going to hot yoga. That's for sure. I'm going
to. I will never go to hot yoga. Now.
I've got a wedding today. Thanks for allowing me to give a quick shout out to some of our best good friends, Eddie Balling and Kathleen Morris. They're getting wed today.
No way. Kathy's getting married?
Kathy, yeah. We call her C, but you can call her Kathy.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I call her Kathy because I'm older, but I can't believe it. Now, this is the guy she broke up with, right, for a while, and then they got back together?
Man, you're just stirring the pot of things that did not happen.
Right? And they were like, Kathy, this is not the guy for you.
This is definitely news to their parents if they're listening right now.
Just kidding.
You are in the wedding thick of it, Joe Brand. I feel like you've got a wedding every other week.
Yeah, I know. It's
so many reschedules, right? That's the thing for so many people.
That's one thing, yeah, and it's just being at this age. It's just everybody. I mean, it's a fun time. It's cool because it's such big events to look forward to so mm-hmm. often. But yeah, I got my suit hanging on the coat rack over here a few feet down.
Oh, which is why the good hair day. Oh, working out great.
That just happened out on its own. I mean, that was just good timing.
Unbelievable. Well, what? Tell me the groom and the bride's name again.
Eddie Balling and Kathleen Morris.
Well, God bless you.
Very happy for
them. That's wonderful. Happy wedding day, and it looks like what a beautiful day to get married.
How about it?
Right?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. South side, north side?
They're from the south side, but the wedding's in the city.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, enjoy yourself. Have lots of fun, and God bless them both. That's great.
Thank you very much.
877-2134-LOU. Let's go back to the phone line, too. Yes?
I'm not doing anything, but thank you for asking.
I got to talk to Chuck, and then we'll get back to you. Chuck, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I have some of your OCD tendencies about my house, but at the same time, I'm a procrastinator. In any event, I live in a 60-year-old, four-bedroom, two-story house. I've lived here for 24 years. There's an attic in one of the, there's a closet in one of the bedrooms that has a four-foot-tall door that I can go through to get into what I call an attic crawl space.
Okay.
It's not tall enough to stand up in. I can stand up hunched over. It's a 15-by-6-foot floor plan, and it's about, but it's a triangular space because the roof on the front of the house is like a Cape Cod. It's steep.
Right.
And there's faced insulation bats between the roof rafters that are disintegrating. The nailing strip that holds them between the rafters is either literally disintegrating like filigree, or it's just separates from
That was such a good word. Keep going.
Which word?
Filigree.
In any event, I'm thinking about tearing those things out and replacing them, but maybe I should ignore it. But if I did tear it out, do I just put the same kind of insulation back in, or should I get foam board, or what do you think about this kind of a job?
So this attic space that you can hunch over and walk around in is not used for anything?
It stores Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations
right.
And suitcases.
And so there's a floor that is insulated?
Yes.
Hmm.
But the insulation I'm talking about is insulation.
No. I understand, but my point is
The roof rafters.
No, I understand, but the floor that you walk around on and the living space that's below it is insulated. And then if you go up there in the dead of winter, have you been up there in the... Sure, because it's Christmas time, putting the decorations away after Christmas, right?
Yes, I'm in the space about 6 times per year.
And is it really, really cold up there when you go up there?
Yes.
Let's take down the insulation and just inspect to see if you see any damage like mildew or mold. That's because, see, under normal circumstances, I would not want you to have a craft-faced insulation in that where that is right now, because the idea is that any moisture that would build up in that attic space would then hit that craft face and kind of be stuck up in there, and that space could get really hot and humid. So in a perfect world, like if it were my house, I'd have the insulation on the floor and there'd be nothing on the backside of those rafters, because I would just let any, you know, heat or escaping, anything to just leave that space because I'm insulated below. But that being said, it's an older house and maybe there's enough ventilation there that if you take the insulation down and the backside of that sheathing looks okay, if you want to put it back, sure. But I would probably put it back with unfaced fiberglass insulation using what they call spring clips to hold it in place.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It could. What if the... This house is old enough that it's not plywood sheathing on the roof. It's, you know, old-fashioned.
1x6 or whatever, yeah.
Exactly. And the floor is the same way, so it's a good sturdy surface.
Mm-hmm.
But there's cracks between those boards. And chances are there's not insulation under those floorboards in that space.
Right. Let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. So then, under that floor that you spoke of is living space, right? Like bedrooms and whatnot?
Yes.
And is it comfortable in those rooms in the wintertime?
Yes.
So you're not like, oh my gosh, this room is freezing.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, houses, I mean, the philosophy behind insulation and modern day insulation would be that you would insulate that floor and not insulate the backside unless it was finished. But I mean, the fact that you mentioned you've got the 1x6s probably with separation, there's a little bit, you know, there's some airflow that's occurring up there. My guess is when you pull that insulation down from under the underside of the rafters, it's going to look perfectly fine. There'll be no issue whatsoever. That deterioration that you speak of is probably from, you know, heat gain or, you know, that comes in there and it just disintegrates. And it's old, you know, just like anything, it doesn't last forever. But if I was going to replace the insulation, I would do it with unfaced insulation on that underside of the rafters.
Okay.
You have your marching order, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134-LOU. The whole reason that I asked Don what he was doing is because Joe wanted to say happy wedding to his friends. And so I was trying to make it seem like, oh, let's just see what everybody's doing. And then once I got to Joe, the whole reason of that, then I just stopped and again excluded you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm kidding.
You're not, though.
Well, let me tell you what we're doing. So, nothing. Thank you. We're just enjoying each other's company with my family.
That's great.
Thank you for asking.
So nice to
take
see
a break.
You. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I've got a question on my gas hot water heater. It's 2.5 years old. And I want to know what your opinion is on changing the anode rod. Is it, you know, how important is it and how often?
Are you having a problem?
None at all. It's only 2.5 years old.
I mean, the anode rod is there to attract sediment that is inside the tank, right? And it isn't typically something that you need to change unless, depending on the quality of water, sometimes what happens is you can get a smell or there's a reaction between the metal on the rod and then the water that comes in there, and you can replace it with a different type of metal that still does its job, but it changes the chemical makeup and many times can avoid the smell. But if you're not having an issue, I would not change that rod, but I would. I'm assuming you've not drained the tank in the 2.5 years?
No, I flushed it.
Okay.
I flush it once a year.
Yeah.
I flush it. And again, 99.9% of water heaters never have this rod changed.
Correct.
There is a thing that they said well, you know, this, like you say, it gives itself up to chemicals, and every couple of years you ought to change it. But it seems like a lot of work, and
yeah, I wouldn't.
You know, first rule of plumbing is if it's not leaking, why you know?
You know, I have been fortunate enough to work with a lot of high quality plumbers over the years, and that is not something that is common. It's not in other words, it does occur. But from a regular maintenance item, if you're flushing the tank once a year, and again, you don't have to drain it, you just need to flush it, you know, a couple gallons out of the bottom or so, that's really all you need
right.
to do.
All right, good. Can I bother you with one more?
Of course.
And it's a wood glue question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a plug, a 3-inch oak plug in the bottom of a table. And I'm going to, you know, glue it in.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, there are several kinds of wood glues, as you know. There's the yellow, you know, like Teflon or mm-hmm. Elmer's. And mm-hmm. then there's the clear, it's water activated. I don't know the exact name of it. It's like Gorilla Glue. You put it in there and it kind of expands a little bit.
Right.
Is one of them better than the other? Is there a difference? Well, clearly there's a difference, but is one preferable when you're bonding wood?
Yeah, so those polyurethane foaming ones,
They're just a little. They're great glues, but they can stain the wood or be difficult. Like you don't get it all taken off. Depending on if you're finishing it all off. I'm a little old school like this. If it's wood on wood, then I will use a good wood glue like a Tite Bond or an Elmer's, whatever it might be, because I think that ultimately, A, it bonds really well and does a really nice job of bonding those two things together. And then when you go to sand it, depending on what your finish is, it will accept any kind of stain or finish on there properly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah, this won't be stained. It's underneath. I'm putting a table leg back on.
Understood. Yeah. Use a good wood glue, and I think you'll be good to go.
I'll do it. Listen, I enjoy your show here in Burns Harbor.
Thanks, Joe. I really do appreciate you calling this morning, and I hope you have a lovely morning. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. We're going to do our Just Text Me segment coming up, so if you've got a couple questions and you'd like to text us, you can do that right now at 877-213-4-LOU. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News. We like when we get text messages from you. Just don't text and drive. What do you have for us?
Don't do that. Yes, this is from somebody, 847. Good morning, Lou. I have unfortunately found I have candle soot on my ceiling. I've tried numerous hacks to remove, but I've only made it worse.
Oof.
I don't want to repaint it.
Mm. You know what I would try with that could be very effective? Because the thing is, if you spray stuff with the candle soot, because there's a little oil to it, you can spread the nastiness around. Try one of those dry erase, the magic erasers, the Mr. Clean magic eraser, right on top of the surface, dry, and I think you'll be amazed. And then the next thing is, because I mentioned this, that my wife is the candle queen. Upgrade your candles to either soy or beeswax, or the combination of the two. They cost more, but they don't soot. It's crazy. Makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. That's a pain in the butt to clean. Next, should I keep my AC's fan on even when the AC unit is not actually cooling?
So my rule of thumb when it comes to that is when temperatures are over 85 degrees, and then really, these past few days have been a perfect example that you want to keep that fan running 24/7 because it will help to keep the home more comfortable, and it'll actually cause the condensing unit outside to run less. The reason I say 85 degrees is the fact that if it's under, let's say that you're in the mid to high 70s, which I know there's plenty of people that run their air all the time, no matter what the temperature out, like the woman reading the text messages. And so when the temperature's lower and the AC unit doesn't run as often, if you keep that fan running, then the air conditioning doesn't dehumidify. And while the home will still feel cold, it can feel clammy, because it's not pulling the humidity out. So I'm always like 85 degrees, fan on. Just let it run in, 3-4 days. What I want you to remember is the fan does not use a ton of electricity. So it isn't like, oh, I'm going to waste all this electricity. It's the unit outside that is hogging all your energy, not the one inside, I promise you. How about one more?
One more. How do I kill chinch bugs on my front and back lawn? Also, how do I repair the damage? My grass looks like dry hay.
Those are the worst. So there is a 24-hour kill by bear that you can apply. It's used for grubs, too, but it's a multi-spectrum bug killer that you can apply to the lawn. Once you do that, give it a couple of weeks, rake up the rest of the dead grass or whatever you have there, loosen up that soil, maybe add a little bit more topsoil, and then new seed. We still have plenty of time for that seed to germinate and get back to looking a little nicer before we hit the heart of fall. And if you did all that now, by the end of September, you probably would have a lawn that looks pretty good. Thanks for your text messages. 877-213-4-LOU is the number. 877-213-4568. Let's get back to the phone lines now and talk to... That's what I was going to say. Let's talk to Julia in Hanover Park. Hi, Julia. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. I was calling because I think I made a silly decision. I asked a contractor to put more insulation into the space above the garage, and they put in baffles in between the joists, and we had a attic fan in there, and the attic fan has seized up, and and it's hotter in the garage than I believe it ever was before. So I have a feeling that extra insulation didn't do any good, and it actually might have cut off some of the air circulation.
So wait. So you have a garage, and it's an attached garage?
Correct.
And was there, and it's drywalled?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And did you have insulation prior to this in the...
Above the, yes, in the attic space, yes.
Okay, but and you had a contractor add additional, so you have another layer of insulation there.
They blew in some stuff.
Okay, but there's an attic fan that then you said stopped working?
Correct.
Well, I mean, I think that's a coincidence. So, I mean, the reality of it is the added insulation in the garage, I mean, it's kind of it's not a bad thing or a good thing, but in other words, your garage is unheated, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the insulation, what the insulation is doing is keeping whatever temperature differential between either the attic or the garage, it's slowing down the transfer of that temperature. So on a really hot day like today with the hot, hot garage, it's probably holding more heat in the garage with the door closed than it did before, right?
Yeah. Oh,
But the same would be true in the attic because that heats up in that attic. And I'm assuming that there's a wall that separates the garage and the garage roof to the home, correct?
Yes.
Right. So that insulation there is doing its job, and your attic fan... We just need to replace it. But the fan did not stop working because of added insulation. I mean, unless the guys turned it off when they were working up there.
No, I actually had somebody check it, and he said it was seized up.
How old is that fan?
10 years.
Yeah. I mean, they don't last forever. And so that is something that, you know, it's not uncommon to have to replace. And you could certainly have a roofing contractor come and do that work for you to replace it. But I would definitely get it replaced because that attic fan, that heat buildup in that attic is not a good thing because you can trap moisture or whatever it is. But you didn't do anything wrong by doing the added insulation. I don't necessarily know that you needed it unless you were going to ultimately heat the garage. But
yeah, no.
then I would just have the fan replaced and set up with a thermostat and a humidistat so it works properly, and I bet you'll get, you know, things kind of back to normal.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. How may I help you?
So we're in the market for a new HVAC system, and we're talking to three vendors. We're replacing a 34-year-old furnace with a new 96% efficiency furnace.
Okay.
And one of the three vendors is insisting that we need to put a 4-inch liner in our chimney, but the other two vendors say that it's not necessary, so I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Why do we need a liner in our chimney if we're putting a 96% direct vent furnace?
They're saying that otherwise the fumes from the hot water tank won't make it up the chimney.
Okay, so, all right, so these are two separate issues then. Okay, so your new furnace is going to vent out the side. And if you have a conventionally vented water heater, you need a chimney liner. And okay. The reason is, now hear me out, because you have some options here. So how much is the chimney liner? $1,000?
$800-something.
Okay. How much is a direct vent water heater while they're there doing the furnace? What I would do,
I don't know.
Well, but my point is, it's around the same price. What I would do is abandon that chimney, meaning that we're not going to vent those appliances out of there anymore. And when they're drilling the hole for the venting for your brand new furnace, they're going to drill one more hole for the venting for your water heater. And you're going to replace everything with high efficiency.
Okay.
Because...
Is it...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, have you heard that it's a city ordinance anywhere that's required to have these liners put in the chimney?
It might be. I mean, but the point, it's not even an ordinance thing. This is the reality of this, Stella, is that if you have a brick chimney, is that what we have, a masonry chimney?
Yes.
Okay. Your water heater won't create enough draft because it doesn't create enough heat. And in the dead of winter, what's going to happen is when you're using the hot water, the fumes will rise up. And when it gets to the top, because of the pressure, the barometric pressure, it rolls. It sits up there and rolls, and it creates condensation. And then 5 years from now, you're looking up at that masonry chimney that's all broken apart. And then our friends over at Lindemann Chimney is going to come and replace it all for you at for a few thousand dollars. So your better use of your money, if it allows, is not $800 on a chimney liner, but to change your water heater to a direct vent.
Okay. Great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's see if we can get, I think we can talk to Rich real quick in Chicago. Hey, Rich, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
So I have a deck, and it's steel framed, and I have a problem with the rust on the deck. About 2 years ago, I bought a grinder, and I grinded down to the bare metal the best I could and got a wire brush and painted it over, and it following year, the rust came back, and then we had it professionally painted in the spring, and like with 2 weeks, the rust was back.
What color is it? What color is it painted?
I guess a light beige.
Yeah, it's always going to rust. So back in the day when I was a young man, one of the first things I ever did in the trades was I was a welder, and I worked for a steel company, and I was a pretty good welder, but I was a better painter. And so they had me painting all the railings that they would make. And when you have metal that's exposed to the weather like that, like a wrought iron railing, when you paint the railings black, you hardly ever see the rust. If you paint it any light color, you'll always see the rust because it doesn't take much. So in other words, it takes one little corner, or one little piece, and then, the rain hits it and it drains down. And the lighter colors will always show the rust. And so your options are when, on an annual basis, in those areas where you see it, that staining or that rust is probably on the surface of the painted surface, correct?
It would seem to be, yeah.
Yeah, so take a simple, degreasing cleaner or something like a crud cutter or something, spray it, take a nylon brush and clean it off. And you're just, and then if you see more of that, then take a little rust stop primer that you can take a small little brush and dab it on there. But with lighter colors on steel, you will always see some evidence of rust year to year.
So like a rust primer. What's it called again? The rust?
Rust-Oleum makes a product called Rust Stop that will bond with the rust, but you got to get to it to do that. And then if you put that on first and then you have the metal paint, that beige color that you have to touch it up, that will be your best bet. But you will see some staining every year because of the lighter color.
Okay. And when we bought our house and we first had it, the first year we bought our house, it's like an oil-based steel paint that we use. Is that the best?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Tammy, who's in Marengo. Hi, Tammy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
My problem is I've got a problem with a water stain on a concrete floor surrounding the floor drain. It's got four lines going into it from a hot water heater, air conditioner, a dehumidifier, and a water filtration system. But there's been some overspillage around probably for many years. How do I get that up? It's black.
I mean, if it's many, many, many years, what I would do is grab a bottle of CLR and spray it full strength. Or you know, you're going to buy it in a quart bottle and spray it onto the stain.